This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Two boys. Yeah, every time it was school, I'm like, get out of the house. I wouldn't even stop the car. I mean, I would slow down the car, and then I had like an eject seat. But get out. I love my boys, but I couldn't wait for them to go to school. Actually, when I was a kid, I couldn't wait for school. I hated being home all summer long. Kids don't want to be home with their parents. The parents don't want the kids around. It's hot. It's boring. They want to be with their friends. They want to do stuff. I couldn't wait to go back to school. Actually, my kids, they really liked summer. We made summers pretty fun. So they were more, you know, reluctant, which is why I had to eject them out of the seat, you know. Come. You know, do a dive roll. Okay, learn how to, you know, get out of the car safely if I'm, you know, driving 35 miles an hour. So they, you know, they've gone back to school and we've made it work. But during COVID, many of these kids were out of school. So parents had to learn how to adapt, how to live with their kids. And, you know, you saw on Facebook the memes or social media the memes of how much we appreciate the teachers, what the teachers went through. But this is a little different. And even though you would think the average parent would say, get out of the house, don't let the door hit you on the way out, and you'd think the average kid would want to run back there, it's a much different school year. There's a lot of anxiety. Last year, many schools weren't open. Now, there's multiple states out there. Many of you have reached out saying, my school's been open this whole time. I get it. You know, there's other places where, unfortunately, kids have been out of school. So in my neck of the woods, I think all kids are supposed to be going back. And by the way, it's not in September, it's in August. I mean, school's starting in the next couple weeks, even though it's hotter than heck out here. And so there are a lot of concerns by parents. And there's concerns of, you know, with students, with kids. So let's start with the parents. All right. So parents are freaked out because it's still an unknown virus. Even though we've been talking about it for 16 months, there keeps being this, you know, gnawing gut feeling that this isn't just a naturally occurring virus, it just happened to show up. In fact, there's supposed to be more evidence being released from the GOP that the virus was leaked September 2019. And remember I said end of summer 2019, in order to get the numbers that we saw in China by December, it had to have been out for a few months. So whether it's the GOP or the Democrats saying it, I don't care. I really believe if there was this lab leak, which has happened before in China, even with the first SARS outbreak, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't happen the summer of 2019. Which means if this was leaked, was it because somebody was tinkering with it? Or was it confined in a lab for close to 20 years and it changed? Because, you know, the original SARS was being studied. Most labs have SARS in it to study it. So, you know, you confine a lab, just like you confine a primate, a chimpanzee, in a cage, they're going to develop differently. So I think a lot of parents are like, we really don't know what this sucker does, and I don't want my kid exposed to it. All right, so I understand. They're stressed. And many of them can't get their kids vaccinated yet because the vaccine isn't approved. So for those parents, I could, you know, say the following. You know, with kids, sadly, right, you know, we don't have a lot of tools. We can show the numbers that many of these kids don't have the serious hospitalization numbers and the death numbers that we're seeing with others. But yes, it can kill, just like the flu can kill. You know, just like pneumonia can. So if the kid's risk of getting COVID is, you know, and the side effects of COVID, you know, are, let's say, similar to what we could see with flu, you know, you could try to assure the parents that. But if you're like me, where I'm like, I really think this is a different beast, you know, and the parents are that worried, you know, and they're like, look, you don't know enough about this, Dr. Dahlia, and you want to tell me that a virus that makes people not smell and taste for 6 months is a typical cold? No, I don't want to say that. Then for some parents, they might just opt for still doing hybrid. But I don't really as much care about what the parents want as much as what the kids want, right? People say, well, kids can't make a decision about this. It's on us. I think kids have a lot of instinct, right? Kids drive. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, they're 5, 6 years old. All they want to do is pick their nose. Not entirely. A child is designed to learn, absorb, start making their carbon footprint, okay? All right, footprint. And to start, they want to learn. They're seeing adults. These kids are smart. And true, their competency at different age levels, you know, evolves. But a very young kid early on gets it that they're going to have to be a grown-up. They look at mommy, they look at daddy, and they're like, I need to be one of them. Now, when I was little, I thought I was going to grow up to be my dad. I just thought my dad was cooler, and, you know, I just thought that, you know, so I tried to pee standing up. Didn't work. My mom said, no, you're a girl. You're going to, you know, have boobies, and you're going, oh. I was like, no, I don't want boobies. But anyway, so, you know, I grew up to be a woman, and, yeah, the boobies came. I don't mind them now, but they're a pain in the butt. So kids are like, okay, I got to be a grown-up, and it's going to be in a blink of an eye. And so I need to grow. I need to learn what they learn. I need to speak like they. And you see a lot of mimicry. And these kids, when they're confined for a year and a half, they didn't develop. They didn't learn. And if COVID is going to be with us for years, another variant and another variant and another variant, then we have to make a decision. Do we cause our kids to not grow and develop and learn and become functioning adults, which we need them to be for years, you know, or do we protect them because this is just going to be finite and everything's going to end by the year 2022? So, you know, with kids and the anxiety of it, you definitely want to talk to them. You want to hear their concerns and you want to let them know that they have some skin in the game. If they want to wait to go back or if they want to go back, we need to let them feel like they have a little control. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the diet. Who's working on the diet? Actually, he doesn't need to work on a diet. I need to work on a diet. But he's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am so excited, and I think this move I completely support. But Simone Biles is going to be competing on the balance beam for gold this coming week in the Tokyo Olympics. After she pulled out of uneven bars, pulled out of the floor, pulled out of the all-around and the team finals. And I was wondering if she needed to take some time so that she could perform and perform at her best. It's not about performing in multiple events. It's about succeeding in the events you want to succeed in. So I think based on what she's been struggling with and wanting to, you know, take that time and sadly all the media attention on it, I was wondering if she was going to still try to do one so she could still kind of, you know, finish this Tokyo 2020 chapter on a high note. And for now, we're being told that she is planning on performing on the balance beam. So USA Gymnastics said, we are so excited to confirm that you will see two U.S. athletes on the balance beam final tomorrow. So it's going to be tomorrow, Suni Lee and Simone Biles. Can't wait to watch you both. As you know, 24-year-old Simone Biles has won thus far a silver medal for their team. For their team win, they lost to the Russia Olympic Committee. I don't get that. Russia's not allowed to represent, but the team can be there. But they're still called Russia. People are still saying we lost to the Russians. So why don't we just say Russia's competing? I don't get this whole Russian Olympic Committee, but I guess it's semantics. But there still has been a lot of speculation as how does somebody who could be so Olympic trained and so gifted, you know, what could have happened? So there was a lot of speculation. And one headline that came out earlier this weekend was that Japan's ban on medications could have played a role. So Simone Biles has been very, very open about her struggles with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And I believe she was on Ritalin, don't quote me, and the 2016 Olympics allowed that, allowed her to still take her medication. But apparently in Japan, there are rules. And in Japan, they don't use stimulants to treat attention deficit. They use medications like Ritalin and Adderall for narcolepsy, sleep issues, where you're, you know, tired and you need to stay awake during the day. So Japan has apparently a pretty strict ban, we're being told, on these medications. So there was a lot of speculation in Yahoo News and a bunch of the news outlets that she might not have been able to be on her medications. And that is very, very frustrating for somebody who uses them to focus. And we'll talk about some of her focusing issues that she said she was suffering from, called twisties. We'll talk about that in a second. So, according to Insider, ahead of the 2016 Rio Olympics, Biles had filed for a therapeutic use exemption through the World Anti-Doping Agency, which enabled her to continue taking her medication, I believe it was Ritalin, throughout her breakout competition. But according to the Associated Kyoto Program, which is a nonprofit that facilitates travel between the U.S. and Japan and lists what you can take and what you can't take, they said all medications containing stimulants are prohibited. That includes Adderall, a standard medication used to treat ADHD symptoms. If you brought Adderall into Japan for any reason, you could face arrest and imprisonment. Now, you would think Olympians would have waivers. You have people from all sorts of countries. You can't be stopping their med. What if somebody's on hydroxychloroquine for their lupus? And it's a country that, no, we don't want anybody on hydroxychloroquine. I mean, most athletes will have to bring their medicines with them, you know, in case they can't get the medications. But according to Japan Healthcare Info, Ritalin and Concerta could be used for narcolepsy, but it is forbidden for ADHD. Now, Olympic athletes reportedly can't apply for a waiver. We have no idea if she did get her medications or her waiver. But if she was taking a medication and she couldn't get it and she started to withdraw, that's a problem, especially since it could affect her performance. Now, Simone had spoken out, which, and again, poor thing, you know, the speculation is horrible, but it also, you know, the reason why, you know, many news outlets still covered that is because you start getting haters. You start getting people saying, you know, she took a spot of somebody else, she's quitting, but, you know, and so sometimes you need to kind of realize what the full situation could be, and that could have played a part. So I think it is important, if it did play a part, people need to be aware that you go to another country and your medications might cause you to be jailed. You know, there's a huge learning point with this. But what Simone Biles had brought up earlier this weekend is she was suffering from the twisties. Now, twisties, I thought that was the term when your guy friends would you know, twist the other guy's nipples and make it hurt. That's not what we're talking about. Twisties is apparently a phenomenon where when you're flipping around in the air, your body, don't know how, is supposed to know right, you know, up from down, left from right, and be able to land. Now, very interestingly, because pilots that need to be instrument rated, their airplane could flip and they might not even realize. So an Olympian who's going through the flips needs to know how to do that double or triple somersault and then land on their feet. And they also need to know where the ground is. Remember when we would watch some of the older Olympics and people would fall? It's because they hit the ground too early, or the dives. You know how we see people dive? And if they hit the water at the wrong angle, they lose points. So you need to hit the ground at the right angle or you fall, or you could break your legs. And I have some pictures of those. It's pretty frightening. So she had tweeted or put on Instagram a video of her in the air doing her routine and then falling. And she says she gets lost in air. She said, "I'm honestly petrifying. It's honestly petrifying trying to do a skill but not having your mind and body in sync." So in order for you to do a triple somersault, right, looped, you know, whatever they do, whether it's landing on a balance beam, which is only, what, 4 inches? No. Yeah, I think it's 4 inches. In order to do that, or on an uneven bars, grab a bar, do the landing, do the vault, you need to have a whole bunch of brain functions, you know, and parts of the brain working. So you need the inferior parietal lobule, the middle temporal gyrus, the precentral gyrus, the rostral middle frontal gyrus, the superior frontal gyrus, and of course the cerebellum. And the cerebellum controls muscle movements, balance, coordination. So practice teaches you how to do it, but if at all your body just starts to go out of sync, apparently gymnasts have coined the term twisties. Now, if anybody told me as a physician that they were suffering from something like this doing their sport, I would have to, by ethics, tell them don't go anywhere near the mat. Because as we've spoken about, there have been multiple gymnasts who have ended up paralyzed, one dying at the age of 19 because she forced herself, or her country forced her, to continue with the sport or continue with the competition, and she wasn't ready. If you fall, you sustain trauma. Not only can you break your legs, break a bone, but you could sever your spinal cord. You could have, you know, major head injury. And so we spoke about cases like Julissa Deanne Gomez. She suffered a vaulting accident in 1988, left her quadriplegic, and died a few years later. Elena Mokina, 1978 Women's Gymnastic World Champion, broke her neck in practice weeks before the 80 Olympics, became a quadriplegic, died in her 40s. And Taylor Lindsay Noel, a 14-year-old gymnast that was supposed to compete in the 2012 Olympics, broke her neck during a gymnastics practice. So this is why I supported Simone Biles. I think the haters are going to continue to hate, and I, you know, I am really grateful for her being so open about, you know, her struggles, because a lot of us, especially young girls, will look at gymnastics and go, I want to do that. I could do that. But they don't realize that these gymnasts are putting their lives at risk. You know, we think, well, it's the Olympics, and you have all these people there, and it's, you know, nobody can spotter. Yeah, they might have a spotter with the uneven bars. Sometimes you'll see the coach come to spot them. But for the most part, you're doing a vault. You're doing a beam, you know? So, interesting. So, looks like, though, she is going to compete tomorrow. It's going to be very, very well watched. I can't wait. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The 7-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News. Millions of Americans who rent could be evicted soon after a federal moratorium on evictions expired over the weekend. President Biden has called on Congress to extend the ban. It was enacted to help millions of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Alan Hammer owns multiple properties across the United States. He's a fan of the moratorium ending.
I think there's no longer a need for the moratorium. I think when it was begun, there was a crisis going on. There's still a bit of a crisis, and I think it was appropriate, but I no longer think it's appropriate. I think time has come to end it.
Storms rolling into the western states where fire crews are struggling to keep up with dozens of wildfires could be a mixed blessing. Thunderstorms from the Great Basin to the Rockies on Monday could help douse some fires. However, the storms could trigger flash flooding in areas where wildfires have stripped away vegetation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Roger from St. Louis says, Doctor, I disagree with you. We should stop testing for COVID and just let it go. Live with it. Okay. Roger gives me an email, and bless you, Roger. I really appreciate your opinion. You might misconstrue what I've been saying about COVID and the tests and all that. Okay. So, I think at some point, especially with the cases now rising 300 some percent, hospitalizations going up, all right, we're going to have to live with the virus. All right, and if we are counting every single nook and cranny case, and then the public health officials get their panties all up in a bunch, and then we have to get the masks on again, and we have to, then you're right. At some point, we need to let the kids go back to school. We need to say, all right, we're going to live with this virus. We're going to move on, quit, micromanaging us as residents of the United States. Well, you know, they micromanage us, but they don't, you know, vaccinate the migrants, and they don't micromanage the border, so there's that hypocrisy. But, you know, at some point, if we live with flu, if we live with tuberculosis, if we live with car accidents, we're going to eventually have to learn to live with COVID, all right? But you're missing my point. The reason why I have brought up testing and vaccinated individuals testing is because I want to prevent the mandates. So you and I might be in a little bit more agreement than you think. The reason why I bring up, I want to know if a vaccinated individual has COVID, is because of these constant threats that mandates are coming. In fact, President Biden over the weekend warned that more action is going to be taken. Now, this really frustrates people. And when I'm seeing that vaccinated individuals can still carry the virus, and spread it, why are you forcing people then and claiming it's to stop the spread of the virus? It'll help our hospitals not be overwhelmed. It will save lives. I think the vaccine will save lives. But that's why I really want the data. So here's an example. And I know a lot of media outlets are getting faulted for the way they covered this data. But there was a study published this weekend in CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. And it looked at COVID cases in Barnstable County, Massachusetts, following multiple large public events, and found 469 COVID-19 cases were identified among Massachusetts residents who traveled to the town during July 3rd to July 17th in that two-week period. 346 of those 469 cases occurred in vaccinated individuals. Now, the reason why that 74% number to me is huge is public officials keep saying the unvaccinated are to blame. The unvaccinated are doing this to us. Now, maybe unvaccinated groups can allow the virus to harbor and spread and mutate, but when you have data from the CDC saying 74% of a cluster, a outbreak cluster, yeah, the whole thing's a cluster, but an outbreak cluster, 74% were unvaccinated individuals. You guys need to stop it with the blame game. And that's why I want the numbers. They additionally found that 90% of the samples were of the Delta variant. So as a result, the CDC urged universal masking in indoor public settings, particularly for large public gatherings that include travelers from many areas with differing levels of SARS-CoV-2 transmission. So I speculated that vaccinated individuals could still acquire it, could still transmit it. Now, of these breakthrough cases, how serious were they? Well, 4 had to be hospitalized, but nobody died. So that's a good sign. Nobody died. So President Biden has mandated all federal employees and contractors get vaccinated for COVID-19 before returning to work or facing regular COVID testing. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, come on, they're still an out. They don't have to get vaccinated. They can get tested regularly. Have any of you been stuck in the nose with a swab and have to go through that weekly? And then what if there's a false positive? You know, it kind of makes me feel like you are going to get punished if you know, it just feels like a punishment to me. I don't know. I get you don't want somebody there that has COVID, so you test them. And I know everybody's like, Dahlia, lay low, because if vaccinated individuals are carrying the virus, then employers might just do that. Everybody has to be subjective to weekly testing. See, one of the reasons why we opted for the vaccine is because we didn't want to go through testing anymore. So once we find out that, yeah, vaccinated individuals can still carry it, now that starts to change the narrative. And so, I want the numbers because, to me, the only way we're going to put this to rest is just the idea that, you know what, we all have it, people. We all have it. We're all getting exposed. Quit blaming Republicans. In fact, there was data, very interestingly, you know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if people were blaming Democrats, don't be blaming any groups of people. I mean, the last thing we need is the country to start hating certain demographics, certain people. Well, apparently, some data has shown that figures from the CDC and the Kaiser Family Foundation show that key Democratic voting blocks, including blacks, Hispanics, peoples of all races between the ages of 18 and 24, are also hesitant to have the shot. So stop blaming Republicans. Nancy Pelosi tried to blame Republican leaders for failing to encourage her constituents to get vaccinated, but failed to mention why her own party hadn't been pushing millions of reluctant Democratic people as well. So, you know, pushing people and you know, coercing them, I think we are, as humans, you know, pretty intelligent people, and I think we could make up our mind. If you see that people are dying, if you see the hospital's full, if you see, you're going to be in trouble. And it was sad what happened in early 2020. But I think we all learned from that. Those people who are taking COVID seriously, like I am, I got my vaccine. Those people who think they'd rather take their chance, let them. That's their choice. Now that I know, because we have the data, that vaccinated individuals are still getting the virus and spreading it, we don't have to hit the unvaccinated with the blame that this virus is all on them. Yeah, they might contribute to more of its spread. But once we have data that a vaccinated individual allowed a recombination to happen, or a variant to happen, then we can maybe really leave the unvaccinated to, again, their own choice. So when you look at people who have been vaccine hesitant, let me see if I have the groups. Let me see. There's supposed to be a huge table of those that, I apologize, it's slowing down. It's, you know, but we have a lot of, we have a lot of kids. I mean, there's a lot of people under 18, and that's because many of them don't want, you know, the parents don't want them to get the vaccine when they're 12. And a lot of kids are like, no. I mean, my kids did. Were they excited about it? No. But they're over 18. They made that decision. They got vaccinated. But when my kids were 12, I would have had to probably pull them by the ear to get another vaccine, because they just get so many. But, you know, among people not getting vaccinated, you have Asians, you have blacks, you have Hispanics, you have American Indians, you have Native Hawaiians. So, you know, you have teachers, you have healthcare workers. 29% of healthcare workers didn't get the vaccine. Urban residents, 25%. Household with a serious health condition. There's still a lot of people not getting the vaccine. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Dixie Fire is one that we're watching really closely. So far, about 250,000 acres have been burned. It's about 35% contained. Some evacuation orders have been lifted. But this is one of California's largest wildfires. And roads are beginning to open in Butte and Plumas counties. Fire analysis for the Dixie Fire's East Zone warned of a much drier period on Monday afternoon, which could increase fire behavior. They say we're looking not really good today. As of Monday morning, the Dixie Fire had burned 248,000 acres and was 35% contained, according to the CAL FIRE. About 5,400 personnel are assigned to the fire that has prompted evacuation orders in Butte and Plumas counties. More than 3,100 structures are now threatened by the blaze. This is down from the more than 10,000 originally threatened one day earlier. 67 structures have been destroyed, according to CAL FIRE. It is now the 11th largest fire in California history. It's already leveled more than a dozen houses, other structures in Northern California, when it combined with the Fly Fire and tore through the tiny community of Indian Falls after dark. Fire officials have asked that residents who may be returning to the area drive safely. Authorities warn that with unpredictable winds and extremely dry fuels, the risk of flare-ups remained high. So apparently it sparked July 13th north of the Cresta Dam, which is not far from where the 2018 campfire northeast of Paradise claimed the lives of more than 80 people. At the west zone of the blaze, CAL FIRE said Monday morning that fire behavior is expected to increase due to dry conditions. The blaze continues to move towards control lines and unburned interior islands and ridges. No big weather changes are expected, so hopefully crews can continue to mop up, conduct fuel reduction operations, and tactical patrol. They say on the east zone of the fire, crews spent Sunday night establishing fire lines after spot fires were discovered on Dark Ravine and Round Valley Lake area. They say expect to see columns of smoke developing over the area as internal islands of unburned vegetation are consumed. So, you know, we are in a very, very difficult time when it comes to our drought. We got a lot of rain this weekend in my neck of the woods. It was kind of nice, but sadly, we have a lot of lightning, and with the monsoon, I mean, just, it was going to be a great day at the pool. I was at a conference, so I told the kids to come. Pool looked empty, but there was thunder. Kids couldn't go out there. Don't go out there when there's thunder. We've already spoken about lightning. Pretty scary. Pretty scary. So never want to be in a pool when there's rain. But you see lightning, the second you see lightning, game over. Games are called. We don't mess around, because you don't want to be standing up and whether it's football or soccer, and getting hit. And so, but also a very scary time is people are camping. People are going out there to the woods. And then you just have some people that are stupid. They'll do a gender reveal party. They'll do, I mean, look what happened in Tucson. Yeah, and then a fire could be started. And then interestingly, I was speaking to somebody over the weekend, and he said that he was up in Oregon, and he was going to the trees and looking at the trees, and I think they stopped driving so they could pee. And there was a car that they saw nearby. And then all of a sudden, about a few feet away, they see a little baby fire. So they go and they put out the fire, and then they call authorities going, look, I just wanted to know there was a little fire here. They asked if anybody was nearby. They go, well, there was a white car, but I don't think they were camping. And then they noticed as they were driving away that that car kept following them. And so I don't know what that car was doing. I don't know if it was set on purpose. I don't know. But, you know, you have weird entities out there that can also be at play. And I just don't know how authorities handle it all. I really, really don't. But it's definitely a scary time. And, you know, I'm always envious of people who get to live by trees and live by these forests. And just, you know, I'm just always so envious that it's just such a beautiful landscape. But sadly, you have a home up there. You could be at risk when, you know, stupid happens or lightning happens. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So senators have unveiled a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package after a lot of delay, wrapping up days of painstaking work. It's about inches thick, and it's going to be a pretty big debate. This is a huge Joe Biden priority, and it's called the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. It was produced Sunday night. It's about 2,700 pages, so a little bit longer than Obamacare. And look what that did. So, again, with Obamacare, I agree pre-existing conditions needed to be addressed. I agree Medicaid needed to temporarily be expanded. But some of the other things in there destroyed the, you know, family, primary care, neighborhood doc, and it turned medicine into the business it is now. And so when you guys saying, I don't see my doctor anymore, my doctor left, my deductible is up, that's why I'm not a fan of the ACA. It could have been done way different. Just make one single bill that says insurance companies cannot exclude you or discriminate you against a prior medical condition. And then we will incentivize insurance companies and give them tax breaks because we know they're going to be taking on extra cost. Could have been a simple paragraph bill. You didn't have to do 2,300 pages for that. So for the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, 2,700 pages, senators are going to begin to amend it. The final product was not intended, according to The Guardian, to stray from the broad outline senators had negotiated for weeks with the White House. So my guess is there are some things in bold that can't be touched, and then there's other things that can't be touched. So according to Chuck Schumer, we haven't done a large bipartisan bill of this nature for a long time. He said a final vote could be held in a matter of days. So the bipartisan bill is supposed to be the first phase of his infrastructure plan, which means more spending is coming. It calls for $550 billion in new spending over 5 years above projected federal levels, and they are going to hopefully spend it on the roads, the bridges, waterworks, broadband, and electric grid. Senators and staff apparently wrote this bill. Took them a long time. It was supposed to be ready by Friday, but by Sunday there were more glitches, probably some typos, and apparently there were 10 senators involved in the bipartisan effort. So it is a big deal, all right? And, I mean, you know, I don't think anybody disagrees with us needing better roads, us needing better, you know, power grids. I think we need to spend a lot of money on our hospital infrastructure, on our cybersecurity, on our national security, on our border wall. I don't know how much of that is in there. My guess, not much. But if this can create jobs, if this can get people back to work, if this can make a lot of our streets and roads and cities stronger, I'll support it. Now, how are they going to pay for it? If it's just taxing the rich, that's a problem. Now, you know, I know there's been a lot of debate going, well, you know, rich people have a lot of money in the bank. I don't know that because I'm not rich. What I do know is when people look at how much money you make, they look at gross. So if you own a restaurant, which I don't, and that restaurant grosses $5 million, does that mean that restaurant owner is taking that home? No. If overhead is 60, 70%, if part of that money is paying off a loan, right, or reinvesting, you might not see a lot of money in the bank. You might not see a lot of liquid. And so, yeah, you could just, you know, chalk up the taxes to more overhead. But a lot of people considered, you know, in that bracket because of the gross income of a business, knowing what my medical office cost, no, it just the numbers don't add up. So I am concerned about if we have enough quote unquote rich people to help pay for this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.